Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. And here's what it says here. Psalms 35 says, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. So if you're weeping right now, you should be ready to get your praise started, because joy is coming in the morning. I'm weeping right now, but I know in the morning my joy is coming. Ooh, boy, I tell you, that's good stuff right there. So we can get excited about the Word of God. Psalms 34:19 says this. Boy, this is so true. And why does he put this in here to encourage us? He says, many are the afflictions of the righteous. Many. Not just one, not a few. We're going to be afflicted by many things. But listen to this. But the Lord delivereth them out of them all. What a promise we have from the Lord. He tells us that we're going to go through things, but He will be right by our side. Job 13:15 says this, though He slay me, yet will I trust Him. We have to trust the Lord for everything. John 16:33 says this, these things have I spoken unto you, that ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation. He told you this. Isn't this good? That He told us this, that we're going to have that. But listen to this. He also, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. God Almighty knows. And my little light affliction cannot be even compared. Romans 8:18 says this, for I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. I simply want to encourage you today to continue to trust in God's promises. When you read God's Word, build it in, put it in your heart. Because when you're going through things, you will be able to say, but God will supply all my needs. So whenever we're going through, feel like the weight of the world is on my shoulder. And I say, Lord, what am I going to preach? And He led me to this sermon, and God knows I needed it. And as I'm preaching it right now, I just feel the weight is so gone. I just want to just wave my hand and say, thank the Lord. I mean, I was coming in, I was, Mary, I'm telling you, I was, woo! I felt tired. I said, I need to call Spike. The devil said, call Spike, let Spike do it. The Lord said, hey, you better get in there and do it. Are you going to trust me? I was ready to wimp out. And I needed this more than anybody else. Because it focuses on the promises of God. No matter what I'm going through, physically, mentally, or spiritually, Atkins says, but God will supply all my needs. So be encouraged today. That's it. Let's pray. Father God, we come once again, Lord, just thanking You for this time and this opportunity just to look at Your Word, Lord God, and get strengthened today. And Lord God, no doubt many here are going through many things, but God, Lord God, I thank You for Your promises, that we can stand on Your promises and not in our strength. When we recognize that we're nothing but flesh, and You are God, Lord God, and You can do great and mighty things. So bless this place today. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I'm going to let Spike.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's Word is life.